He turned to his film crew and announced, 30-minute break, everyone. An audible sigh swept around the set. Shoulders relaxed, expression softened, as the tension eased for a moment. Unbidden, Melissa Sandberg scurried forward and placed a thick woolen blanket around Dana's shoulders. In whispers, the two women strolled along a path towards the hotel. Meanwhile, I wandered over to Zandy Dubois, who had taken Dana's position in front of the campanile. Hi, I said. I'm Sam. Zandy turned and offered me a curious expression. Close up, she looked older than my initial assessment, probably closer to 40 than 30 years. You're some sort of detective, she said, fixing me with an intense stare. That's right, I said. Sandy nodded. Demetrius mentioned you. I'm working for him, I said. I'm Zandy Dubois, she said, holding her left hand up in the air, displaying finger rings encrusted with diamonds. Those rings must have cost a fortune, which begged the question, how did she earn that sort of money? Alternatively, maybe someone had gifted her the rings. Zandy Dubois is an exotic name, I said. It's real, she said, turning away, offering me her profile. Your mother had a flair for the exotic. My mother was a dancer, she said. And your father? A waster, she replied, with venom on her tongue. Dubois is my mother's maiden name. I don't have anything to do with my dad. Sad, I said. She shrugged, then studied her long red fingernails. I'm happy with the arrangement. Taking advantage of the break, the cast and crew had deserted the set. We had the campanile to ourselves. Even at night, the building looked impressive, with its sleek frame, elegant arches, and colorful dome. I've seen you around the set, I said. Zandy Dubois smiled and preened at that. Clearly, she loved the idea of someone seeing her, of someone paying attention. You look very glamorous, I said. Zandy continued to smile as she wrapped a fur coat around her shoulders. The night air was cool, bordering on the cold. Evening clouds suggested rain, although none had fallen. Accompanied by her faithful companion, Melissa, Dana returned to the film set. She paused to scowl at Zandy, then walked on. Melissa scowled too. Whether of her own volition or in solidarity with Dana, it was impossible to say. Do you get on with Dana? I asked. It's a business relationship, Zandy said. We're not friends. You're Dana's double. That's right, she said. But you don't look anything like her. Through makeup, clothing, and astute lighting, I can look like anyone. How did you get the part? I asked. Through Demetrius, Zandy said. Is he a friend? An acquaintance. Where did you meet him? At a party, Zandy said. A showbiz party? Sort of. I'm looking into the death threats, I said. On cue, I removed the Hearts and Flowers postcard from my shoulder bag and offered it to Zandy. She accepted the postcard with a pinched expression scarring her face, with her arm outstretched, with her blue eyes angled along the length of her nose. It looks fakey to me, she said. You reckon it's a prank? Look at the handwriting, she laughed. You'd swear that a child wrote it. It has hearts all over it, and flowers and angels. Who sends death threats covered in hearts, flowers, and angels?